Harmadik. Origó típusú beszédértést mérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatás szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 3, Task 1. Gifted Children.
So how is your daughter getting on now?
Well, she plays violin. She's been practicing now for 6 years. She started at age 6, so she's at a pretty high level.
That's amazing. Does she do concerts?
Yes, she plays locally and takes extra lessons. It's very good, but she's always been like that. She's very hardworking.
Yes, it surprises me how many extracurricular activities children do nowadays.
Well, often it's not even us, the parents, pushing her, because she's always planned her time and has a very clear vision of what she wants to achieve. She sees it as a stepping stone onto better things.
So is she very ambitious then?
Oh, extremely. I mean, in my job I have to plan projects and know schedules years in advance, but with her, at age 12, she already knows what she wants to be. A doctor, preferably a well-paid one, like a surgeon, so she won't have to worry about money.
That's a really young age to know. But actually, I have a friend who knew what he wanted to be when he was 7. So is she good academically?
Yes, of course, but that also is natural. It seems with her, she doesn't need to try. She just picks things up like a sponge, absorbing information, language, and how to do things. She is the youngest, but she's the brightest, with the highest EQ.
Oh, EQ?
Emotional intelligence. It means knowing what to do in social situations, being aware of your own feelings, managing yourself. I suppose makes you better at managing others, and she has this intuitively.
I see. So she has both a high IQ and EQ.
Yes, and this led her to interview for a funded programme for gifted and talented students a couple of years ago, and she was accepted onto it straight away. So now she goes with them every Saturday to learn extra things covering all topics in more depth than she would merely get in school, with the increased attention as well.
It sounds really good. I have heard of these kind of accelerated programmes in the UK. So what do they do there?
Well, as I said, they cover the whole curriculum and enrich their knowledge, but also have special trips to take a more detailed look at people's daily working lives in interesting roles like paramedics. It's not so much accelerated learning, as she still attends the same school and works through the academic subjects at the same rate. However, she would get a deeper knowledge of a subject like chemistry, for example, by attending the Saturday school.
Most egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 3, Task 1. Gifted Children.
So how is your daughter getting on now?
Well, she plays violin. She's been practicing now for 6 years. She started at age 6, so she's at a pretty high level.
That's amazing. Does she do concerts?
Yes, she plays locally and takes extra lessons. It's very good, but she's always been like that. She's very hardworking.
Yes, it surprises me how many extracurricular activities children do nowadays.
Well, often it's not even us, the parents, pushing her, because she's always planned her time and has a very clear vision of what she wants to achieve. She sees it as a stepping stone onto better things.
So is she very ambitious then?
Oh, extremely. I mean, in my job, I have to plan projects and know schedules years in advance. But with her, at age 12, she already knows what she wants to be. A doctor, preferably a well-paid one, like a surgeon, so she won't have to worry about money.
That's a really young age to know. But actually, I have a friend who knew what he wanted to be when he was 7. So is she good academically?
Yes, of course, but that also is natural. It seems with her, she doesn't need to try. She just picks things up like a sponge, absorbing information, language, and how to do things. She is the youngest, but she's the brightest, with the highest EQ.
Oh, EQ?
Emotional intelligence. It means knowing what to do in social situations, being aware of your own feelings, managing yourself. I suppose makes you better at managing others, and she has this intuitively.
I see. So she has both a high IQ and EQ.
Yes, and this led her to interview for a funded programme for gifted and talented students a couple of years ago, and she was accepted onto it straight away. So now she goes with them every Saturday to learn extra things covering all topics in more depth than she would merely get in school, with the increased attention as well.
It sounds really good. I have heard of these kind of accelerated programmes in the UK. So what do they do there?
Well, as I said, they cover the whole curriculum and enrich their knowledge, but also have special trips to take a more detailed look at people's daily working lives in interesting roles like paramedics. It's not so much accelerated learning as she still attends the same school and works through the academic subjects at the same rate. However, she would get a deeper knowledge of a subject like chemistry, for example, by attending the Saturday school.
harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 3, Task 1, Gifted Children.
So how is your daughter getting on now?
Well, she plays violin. She's been practicing now for 6 years. She started at age 6, so she's at a pretty high level.
That's amazing. Does she do concerts?
Yes, she plays locally and takes extra lessons. It's very good, but she's always been like that. She's very hardworking.
Yes, it surprises me how many extracurricular activities children do nowadays.
Well, often it's not even us, the parents, pushing her, because she's always planned her time and has a very clear vision of what she wants to achieve. She sees it as a stepping stone onto better things.
So is she very ambitious then?
Oh, extremely. I mean, in my job, I have to plan projects and know schedules years in advance. But with her, at age 12, she already knows what she wants to be. A doctor, preferably a well-paid one, like a surgeon, so she won't have to worry about money.
That's a really young age to know. But actually, I have a friend who knew what he wanted to be when he was 7. So is she good academically?
Yes, of course, but that also is natural. It seems with her, she doesn't need to try. She just picks things up like a sponge, absorbing information, language, and how to do things. She is the youngest, but she's the brightest, with the highest EQ.
Oh, EQ?
Emotional intelligence. It means knowing what to do in social situations, being aware of your own feelings, managing yourself. I suppose makes you better at managing others, and she has this intuitively.
I see. So she has both a high IQ and EQ.
Yes, and this led her to interview for a funded programme for gifted and talented students a couple of years ago, and she was accepted onto it straight away. So now she goes with them every Saturday to learn extra things covering all topics in more depth than she would merely get in school, with the increased attention as well.
It sounds really good. I have heard of these kind of accelerated programmes in the UK. So what do they do there?
Well, as I said, they cover the whole curriculum and enrich their knowledge, but also have special trips to take a more detailed look at people's daily working lives in interesting roles like paramedics. It's not so much accelerated learning as she still attends the same school and works through the academic subjects at the same rate. However, she would get a deeper knowledge of a subject like chemistry, for example, by attending the Saturday school.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. Britain for beach lovers. Britain has never been considered a must-see destination for beach enthusiasts. This is probably due, at least in part, to the country's long-standing reputation for having unpredictable weather. The proliferation of European travel guides, which overlook British beaches, has probably also contributed to this problem. But are British beaches so undeserving of attention? This short guide may well change your mind on the matter. If there's one thing that all beachgoers crave, it's beautiful golden sand. Britain has a reputation for offering up beaches covered in rather unforgiving rocks and pebbles, but this certainly isn't representative of the country's entire coastline. There are many beautiful beaches in Britain which are equal to, and in some cases far superior, to the kinds of sand found in Europe and beyond. If you are looking for unspoilt sands, top spots include Kinnant's Cove in Cornwall, Camber Sands in Sussex, and Hokham in Norfolk. Swimming is an integral part of a beach holiday, but British waters haven't always been considered terribly inviting. Temperature is a major factor, as is the choppiness of the waves. Nevertheless, there are many British beaches which attract huge numbers of swimmers each year, and with good reason. Caffay Bay in Pembrokeshire is a popular destination thanks to its warm water and occasional seals. And the water at Perranporth Beach in Cornwall is much loved by swimmers of all ages thanks to its inviting temperature and gentle waves. Beach accommodation in Britain has a bit of a reputation for exclusively occupying just two ends of the spectrum, either top-notch and pricey, or cheap and poor. But there are plenty of accommodation choices for people who are looking for the perfect combination of affordable and pleasant. Crosscombe Farm in St Agnes, Cornwall, is a great choice for campers who want to be close to the sea, and Park Resorts in Heacham is popular with families looking for a mixture of organised fun and unspoilt nature. Given just the small sample of beaches listed above, it should be clear to all that there's a place for British beaches in the ranks of top beach holiday destinations. So, if you're thinking about a beach holiday this year, show your support for British beaches and take the vacation of a lifetime.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Britain for beach lovers. Britain has never been considered a must-see destination for beach enthusiasts. This is probably due, at least in part, to the country's long-standing reputation for having unpredictable weather. The proliferation of European travel guides, which overlook British beaches, has probably also contributed to this problem. But are British beaches so undeserving of attention? This short guide may well change your mind on the matter. If there's one thing that all beachgoers crave, it's beautiful golden sand. Britain has a reputation for offering up beaches covered in rather unforgiving rocks and pebbles, but this certainly isn't representative of the country's entire coastline. There are many beautiful beaches in Britain which are equal to, and in some cases far superior, to the kinds of sand found in Europe and beyond. If you are looking for unspoilt sands, top spots include Kinnant's Cove in Cornwall, Cambus Sands in Sussex and Hocombe in Norfolk. Swimming is an integral part of a beach holiday, but British waters haven't always been considered terribly inviting. Temperature is a major factor, as is the choppiness of the waves. Nevertheless, there are many British beaches which attract huge numbers of swimmers each year, and with good reason. Caffay Bay in Pembrokeshire is a popular destination thanks to its warm water and occasional seals. And the water at Perranporth Beach in Cornwall is much loved by swimmers of all ages thanks to its inviting temperature and gentle waves. Beach accommodation in Britain has a bit of a reputation for exclusively occupying just two ends of the spectrum, either top-notch and pricey or cheap and poor. But there are plenty of accommodation choices for people who are looking for the perfect combination of affordable and pleasant. Crosscombe Farm in St Agnes, Cornwall is a great choice for campers who want to be close to the sea, and Park Resorts in Heacham is popular with families looking for a mixture of organised fun and unspoilt nature. Given just the small sample of beaches listed above, it should be clear to all that there's a place for British beaches in the ranks of top beach holiday destinations. So, if you're thinking about a beach holiday this year, show your support for British beaches and take the vacation of a lifetime.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Britain for beach lovers. Britain has never been considered a must-see destination for beach enthusiasts. This is probably due, at least in part, to the country's long-standing reputation for having unpredictable weather. The proliferation of European travel guides which overlook British beaches has probably also contributed to this problem. But are British beaches so undeserving of attention? This short guide may well change your mind on the matter. If there's one thing that all beachgoers crave, it's beautiful golden sand. Britain has a reputation for offering up beaches covered in rather unforgiving rocks and pebbles, but this certainly isn't representative of the country's entire coastline. There are many beautiful beaches in Britain which are equal to, and in some cases far superior, to the kinds of sand found in Europe and beyond. If you are looking for unspoilt sands, top spots include Kinnant's Cove in Cornwall, Cambus Sands in Sussex and Hocombe in Norfolk. Swimming is an integral part of a beach holiday, but British waters haven't always been considered terribly inviting. Temperature is a major factor, as is the choppiness of the waves. Nevertheless, there are many British beaches which attract huge numbers of swimmers each year, and with good reason. Caffay Bay in Pembrokeshire is a popular destination thanks to its warm water and occasional seals. And the water at Perranporth Beach in Cornwall is much loved by swimmers of all ages thanks to its inviting temperature and gentle waves. Beach accommodation in Britain has a bit of a reputation for exclusively occupying just two ends of the spectrum, either top-notch and pricey or cheap and poor. But there are plenty of accommodation choices for people who are looking for the perfect combination of affordable and pleasant. Crosscombe Farm in St Agnes, Cornwall is a great choice for campers who want to be close to the sea, and Park Resorts in Heacham is popular with families looking for a mixture of organised fun and unspoilt nature. Given just the small sample of beaches listed above, it should be clear to all that there's a place for British beaches in the ranks of top beach holiday destinations. So, if you're thinking about a beach holiday this year, show your support for British beaches and take the vacation of a lifetime.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.